Hello, it's the 28th of October. I'm Alec Hogg, and here's your BizNews briefing. In today's show, we're going to give you insights on South Africans amongst the human trafficked people who have escaped Myanmar. Also featuring today, Herman Mashaba, Baldwin's chief executive and founder Steve Brooks, Argentina's market boom after the weekend election results. But let's kick off, first of all, with what's going on in the business news. From We Buy Cars, as you would have seen in this program, our sponsor of the show. Well, they released today a trading update. The shares dropped 12%. It appears as though another of those examples of people buying on rumor and selling on fact. The financial year to the end of September will see profits at the company up by more than 100%. That is due largely, though, to one-off costs in the previous financial year, including a 45 million rand bill to list on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Not surprising, not too many people take that route. And 426 million rand in a non-cash item to do with call option derivatives. We Buy Cars, however, did deliver total revenue or total profits, a very solid improvement of somewhere between 12 and 17%. But because there's so many more shares in issue, the per share value increase was only between 0.8 and 6%. Baldwin Properties, we're going to be hearing about a lot more later on in the program, but the numbers were excellent. Revenues from the company for the 6 months to end August up 44%. Headline earnings per share there were 29% higher. We'll hear from Steve Brooks, the CEO, in just a little while. Optasia, which is an international company founded in 2012, is going to be listing on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange soon. The founders are actually cashing in 5 billion rand. Amongst that is from First Rand, which has announced that it is buying 20% of the equity in the company. And another big story in institutional areas is that Old Mutual has paid 2.2 billion rand for the stake that its private equity fund, Old Mutual Private Equity, owns in 10X. 10X is now going to be an Old Mutual subsidiary. The company, since Old Mutual Private Equity got involved, has expanded from assets under management of 3 billion rand to 68 billion rand, and it now has 60,000 clients.
Michelle's a mom who traded in her Fiat 500 for this beast right here. But why the momentous move, huh?
I needed something bigger to keep up with my growing son and his many sports bags.
When you traded in your car with We Buy Cars, was it an easy conversion?
I see what you did there.
The process was just so easy. I was given a tablet, had to sign, and that was it.
Basically, We Buy Cars is no mess, no fuff. Okay, it was nice chatting. We Buy Cars, the easiest way to sell your car by far.
The Southeast Asian country of Myanmar, you may not be aware, is the home for many of the massive scamming operations around the world. When you get those phone calls from people telling you that you haven't paid your TV license or that they got a deal for you, or when you watch often on the television channels on YouTube, you will see that there are fake ads that come through from people like Johan Rupert telling you that you can only do well by investing in a particular investment. This is not Johan Rupert saying that, and it certainly is part of the whole scamming process. Well, good news is that at last, some of the people who were brought in there, and they're pretty much human trafficked, have escaped, amongst them 41 South Africans. My colleague Chris Steyn spoke this morning to Emma van der Walt of Brave to Love, which is an NGO which is helping to bring these SAFers home.
What happens to them in those compounds? What are their daily lives like?
So when they are recruited, they are trained into online scamming. So firstly, they have a script that they need to practice. They go on dating sites, social media. They create a virtual character of a female because they are targeting the USA and UK and also other Europe countries because they're looking for the where there's money. And then they try romance and these type of scams on dating sites, usually a blonde female. She must, so there's a profile for the scammer. She must be intelligent. She must know how to work with cryptocurrency. She must be credible. So then they start engaging with certain men and certain individuals, sometimes even females that are old ladies that have been scammed out of their pensions. You know, and then they get them to invest into cryptocurrency or certain products online as a business investment. And then these people start investing. And once they're investing, they lose all their money because it's fake cryptocurrency sites. And yeah, so it's definitely, I believe, a weapon of war that is targeting specific groups of financial war. I think our war weapons of war has changed, and it's definitely a financial tactic that they are using.
That's Emma van der Walt talking to my colleague Chris Steyn. The full interview is on BizNews. Familiarize yourself with it. Also on BizNews today is an interview with Action SA president and founder Herman Mashaba. Mashaba is very happy with the candidates that he's got for the upcoming election in Tshwane and Ekurhuleni. But what about Joburg? Well, perhaps he is going to be the next one to put up his hand and to have a classic matchup against the DA's candidate there, Helen Ziller.
I will only obviously take that decision in the event I don't find another Nazi P, I don't find another Kolani, and it's very difficult to find. So yeah, I'm open. I think I've said to the party, and I'm saying to you in South Africa, that in the event I stand, I'm asking residents to please allow me only one term. This job is it's brutal, Alec. You know, it's not a job of old people. Honestly, it's brutal. In a country where we've got the youth with such energy, with such enthusiasm, with such good determination, I believe in. If ever I serve, I'm saying, please let me serve for 1 year. But I'm happy immediately to surround myself with the youngsters that must take over after 7 years. Because this time around, you can imagine I'm coming out with experience. I don't come around blank as I was in 2016. I know people are fired who are back in the city. I can tell you, with as soon as the results come out and realize that Action SA is going to be in power, I will call out the names of people who are in government as technocrats. I will tell them to run, start running before I come after them, because they were brought back after I left. The last time I didn't know I had to go through rigorous the processes. This time I'm going to be brutal because I don't have time on my side. I have 5 years to govern. And the only way I can save the residents of Johannesburg, I've got to get rid of cadres and put in professional people to run the city. Those who think that they can play games with me, they tried the last time. This time, I'm coming back with experience.
That's Herman Mashaba. You can watch that full interview on BizNews TV. As you can, the one coming up now, we've got a clip from Steve Brooks. He is the chief executive and founder of Baldwin Properties, which released its half-year results today. Very strong numbers, as mentioned earlier. I asked Steve Brooks how important governance is, because in these numbers, the Western Cape was a superstar performer. KZN, on the other side of the spectrum.
Yeah, you know, as a property developer, we need infrastructure. We need the big bulk infrastructure. You know, the Western Cape doesn't mess around. They deliver. They really do deliver. And then when they do deliver, they deliver it properly. And, you know, that's what the rest of the country needs to look at. And then, you know, the growth will come in the country. We love it because we've got good roads, good electricity, good water, good sewage to connect into. And off we go.
If I just listen carefully to you, it's got to be a signal to people around South Africa that politicians in particular, get your act together and you will have greater investment, because people like Baldwin will see that they believe that good governance means that they can make a long-term investment? Because in your case, it pretty much is that, isn't it?
It's very simple. I got a fantastic phone call on the first day we went into lockdown from a senior government official. And he said, what can he do to help? I said, infrastructure. Just infrastructure. I mean, you know, you look around the world, infrastructure is the lifeblood of any growth. You know, anything will flow from it. So, you know, our country should just fix the infrastructure we've got, because Johannesburg is a city and Pretoria and Tshwane and Joburg are great cities. We just need to fix the infrastructure we've got and then put new infrastructure into new areas. It really is not rocket science.
It isn't rocket science either when you're having a look at what's happened to Argentina since the free market-driven hero, Javier Milei, got the thumbs up from the electorate over the weekend. Here are our partners at the Financial Times of London.
Investors in Argentina were riding high yesterday. The country's currency and government bonds surged after a landslide election victory for President Javier Milei's party. Investors are betting that the win will rescue Milei's pro-market reforms and stop a run on the peso. Here to tell us more is the FT's Kieran Nugent in Buenos Aires. So just how much enthusiasm did we see for this election result in the markets yesterday?
A lot. The peso strengthened 6% on Monday. You saw shares in some Argentine companies that are traded on Wall Street jumping by 50%. The local stock exchange in Buenos Aires jumped 20%. And I'd say probably most importantly for Milei in the long run, Argentina's country risk, which is a measure of the interest premium that investors require to hold Argentine debt, has plunged.
Why did we see such a big reaction?
Over the last month, there's been a sell-off of Argentine assets that began in September when Milei's party lost a really important provincial election in Buenos Aires. That kind of cast doubt on Milei's ability to continue his free market reforms and his ability to keep the peso as strong as it currently is. And this election result will give Milei much more strength in Congress, much more ability to continue his free market reform drive. And because people are less nervous, they're buying back into the peso and selling their dollars, which is going to enable Milei to stop this run on the peso, at least in the short term. He has been greatly boosted in that effort to keep the currency strong by a $20 billion currency swap line pledged by the US last month, which, after statements by President Donald Trump, seemed to be contingent on the election result. And, well, you know, this big election result should, in theory, give Milei access to that money if he needs it.
Indeed. Libertarians all over the world are rejoicing. Well, thanks for being with us. That's your briefing. Until tomorrow. Cheerio.